You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Animator Reviews. I'm Ryan, and today I'm going to be talking about Ed and His Dead Mother, which delightfully stars Steve Buscemi. Very happy about that. So the movie starts out in the present, which is in black and white, where Ed is on trial for chopping off his mother's head, to which he responds, "She was already dead, so it's really not that big of a deal." And then pretty much the entire movie is a whole flashback in color. We find out that Ed unfortunately lost his mother almost a year ago, and he's really not dealing with it very well or very healthy. So he lives with his creepy uncle, who likes to stare at the neighbor across the street getting undressed with a telescope and offers like pretty pervy sex advice. Very, very uncomfortable. Ed is also the beneficiary of mom's $60,000 life insurance and the family business, which is a hardware store. Ed is approached by a representative of the Happy People Corporation who keeps trying to sell him on life. Not necessarily reanimation in so many words, but it is. And for a sum of $3,000, which it ends up being because she's in a lot of pieces and was an organ donor, we can give your mother life. Obviously, he's going to accept that because he really misses mom, really wants her back, and that's what he gets, kind of. He finds out, unfortunately, that he has to keep giving her life in the form of, I think, cockroaches, like little lives, kind of like that guy in, what was it? Bram Stoker's Dracula, where he could only take little lives. It was Renfield. Made me think of that. But of course, little lives are not enough for Mother, as we find out, and things just kind of keep going downhill. This is all happening while Ed starts to fall for the neighbor that the aforementioned creepy uncle was kind of peeping on, who pretty much throws herself at him. And this burgeoning love while he's trying to keep Mother a secret, because it does seem like a small town where everyone kind of knows everyone's business, and they all obviously know that she's no longer with us, and that's going to take a lot of explaining. I'm going to stop it right there, as this is spoiler free. What did I like about this movie? I love Steve Buscemi, so that was really nice to see him in this. I believe it's an early 90s movie. I'll put all that information in the box down below when I find out. I thought it was a really cool concept that there's a whole corporation that's kind of in the business of giving the recently deceased, or not so recently deceased in this case, life. And there was a conversation between the one representative that Ed deals with and whom we assume is his boss, saying, "Well, you really got to get on this. You know, they're already starting to develop better reanimation stuff in this country and that country. So come on, get that money. Mom left him $60,000. You can get that easy." That's not really a concept you see a lot. It's more, you know, where my heart is with Dr. Herbert West, who creates a serum to bring the dead back to life. Not so much, you know, a corporation. That was pretty cool. My dislikes. I understand this was a horror comedy, and I don't know if maybe something was lost in time with the humor, but some of it I was just like, there's a slow-mo shot of his mom chasing a dog with like a fork and a knife. Like, could you spell it out anymore? I understand that's supposed to be funny, but I was just like, eh, I don't know. And for something that, like, part of the description said horror, I was expecting to see, like, maybe just a little gore. Just, like, a tiny... You didn't get any. There was none. There's really no gore. There was, like, they alluded to the fact that someone gets chainsawed up. And, alluded that mom got her head cut off, which she does, but they don't really show it. They, I think, briefly show the outline in the night of her decapitated head. Just nothing. I like gore, guys. What can I say? I was a bit disappointed by that. I will give it like a 2.5 or a 3 out of 5. I did feel like there was some pacing issues, that some of it didn't need to be in the movie. They could have just cut it out. It could have been a bit shorter and still have the same storyline, because the stuff that could be cut out, like, really, there's a visit from an aunt and uncle that was completely unnecessary. That could have been cut out, where mom almost ate the tiny dog, but then didn't eat the tiny dog. And it just, I don't know, seemed like filler for at least 5 minutes. There was a couple other scenes that were like that. There was a really long, awkward scene of Steve Buscemi on, like, the outside swing, waiting for the hot neighbor to come back. And he's, like, trying to position himself and, like get, you know, ready for it or whatever. Because she went to go freshen up and they were making out. So he was just like, oh, and it was super awkward. Very awkward. Which I kind of liked. So, yes, I found this movie on the Tubi app. That is T-U-B-I. It's an app I have through Amazon, my Fire Stick. I will put in the description box down below if it is available on any other streaming platforms or in physical copy. I never heard about this movie before. I found it just, like, flipping through trying to figure out something to watch. So I don't know if it's really well known or if it's just kind of lost in time, but you can find it somewhere at least if you look really hard. As always, please do subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I'd love to have you. Don't forget to like the video. Leave a comment down below with your thoughts. Have you seen this movie? What did you think? What's your favorite Steve Buscemi movie? I love Airheads also. That's an amazing movie. Hit the bell for all notifications of my further uploads and live streams. You can also find me on Facebook at Reanimator Reviews and Twitter and Instagram at Reanimator. Also, my solo and my Reviews with the Groom are available in podcast form via the Farsighted Networks on iTunes. Also, please check out their page on Facebook, The Farsighted Network. And, there's some suggestions for videos over here that you may want to check out, and please don't forget to subscribe. And, yay, Steve Buscemi! Welcome to Reanimator Reviews. I'm Rayanne, and I will be talking about the summer of 84. I'm a little late to the game on this one. This is a Shudder exclusive movie, and being as I recently got Shudder, I probably should have watched it way sooner, and I feel bad about that. But anyways, obviously the movie takes place in the summer of 1984, centering around a close-knit group of young men that are kind of on the verge of becoming men, I suppose. Lots of funny sexual innuendo jokes in their little group, as you do as a teenager, you know. In the area that they live, they soon learn that the disappearances that are happening around their area, not so much like specifically where they live, they're now attributing to a serial killer, and it seems as though the radius is getting smaller and smaller. Which, I found it kind of strange that their parents weren't a little more freaked out by that, being as a popular game for these kids is Manhunt. If you're not familiar with that, it's when, you know, it gets very dark outside, you go outside with flashlights, and it's kind of like a freeze tag thing, like, you have to chase everyone and hide and not get caught, You're being manhunted, essentially. That's so redundant, but there you go. Good explanation there. The main character, our friend here, is struggling with having suspicions that one of his neighbors, who is a police officer, could be the serial killer. He's finding a lot of clues. He's doing a lot of kind of shady, dangerous stuff to figure this out, while he's also trying to console his neighbor, who used to be his babysitter, who he's very much crushing on and just wants to be there for her and kind of really loves her. She's going, you know, through some hard times with her parents separating, and she'll be moving soon, and she's having a hard time unloading on him. Of course, there's a lot of problems within the circle of friends, you know, same kind of thing, you know, one's maybe having problems with their parents, one is really being the adult in the relationship with his mom, trying to take care of her. It was really nice that it was very realistic, that these weren't cookie cutter kids with no problems and they're just enjoying their summer. They're actually, you know, they don't go really in depth into their backstories or what they're dealing with, but they give you little hints that you're like, oh man, like, I knew someone like that when I was growing up, or maybe that was me when I was growing up. So you definitely identified with them, which was very cool. This is spoiler free, so I will leave it on the cliffhanger of, is there really a serial killer? Could the neighbor be the serial killer? What are they going to find? What kind of danger are they going to put themselves in to try to get to, you know, the resolution there to figure out what's happening? What did I like about this movie? I liked, as I said, that it was really, you know, it was realistic characters. Probably my biggest like is the way that the movie ends, which I'm not going to go into, but it was not what I expected, and I'm glad it wasn't what I expected. But the movie ended, and I was kind of just like, oh, wow. Like, it stuck with me for a few hours, just, like, this terrible feeling in my chest. Like, not a good, happy resolution that you want, maybe. Maybe that is the kind of resolution that you want. You gotta watch the movie to really experience it and get a hold of, you know, how you take it. My dislikes, I mean, I'm a gore hound. I love gore. There wasn't a lot of gore, which this wasn't that type of movie. This was suspenseful. This was very dramatic. This was very character driven. That's, you know, if you're going into it looking for like gore and guts and everything, you're not going to get it, which is fine. I didn't get it, but I wish there would have been just like a smidge more, maybe. I rate this probably like a 3 out of 5. I really liked it. I would like to watch it again. I do recommend it. I don't know that it's available anywhere else than Shudder currently. I will put the director and release year in the information down below as usual. Have you seen this movie? What did you think? I really like this type of movie. Like, it made me think a lot of The Babysitter and Stranger Things and the It remake. It was a solid cast of kids, which is really, really hard to do because sometimes they're just super annoying, but I was not annoyed. I did enjoy this a lot. Leave a comment down below with your thoughts. I don't know if I said, if you haven't already, please do subscribe, but please do that. Like the video if you did like the video. Hit the bell for all notifications of my further uploads and live streams. You can also find me on Facebook at Reanimator Reviews and Twitter and Instagram at Reanimator. My solo and reviews with the groom are available in podcast form via the Farsighted Network on iTunes. Please also check out all the other creators. They have a Facebook page, The Farsighted Network. And somewhere around here will be some suggested videos or playlists if you'd like to watch some more. There's also going to be a button to subscribe to the channel. And I think that about wraps it up. And enjoy Summer of 84. And you should probably get Shudder because there's some pretty cool stuff on there. Bye, guys!
Welcome to Reanimator Reviews. I'm Rayanne, and this is The Groom. And this is a very special midweek movie review with The Groom. As it is Valentine's Day, we decided to be festive. And what did we watch?
My Bloody Valentine, the remake.
The one with Jensen Ackles.
Yes.
Because we love him.
The better one.
No, oh, well, it's different.
We'll dive into this.
So essentially, the way the movie starts out is very similar to the OG My Bloody Valentine.
1981.
In which a bunch of teenagers are having a party in an abandoned mine
shaft.
Tunnel 5. And there had been a kind of fuck up on
Tom Haniger's
part. And there were a bunch of miners that were trapped down with Harry Warden, who then proceeded to pickaxe them all in the head to conserve all the oxygen for himself.
Smart survival.
Terrible. So Harry ends up in a coma and then wakes up and, of course, brutally massacres everyone in the hospital.
On Valentine's Day.
Of course. And ends up going to Tunnel 5 to wreak his havoc there as well. Where, unfortunately, everyone is killed except for a handful of teenagers. Tom being one of them, Axel, and then the girlfriends that I can't remember their names.
Irene.
And Sarah.
Sarah.
So, Harry comes back and they kind of just leave Tom there to die.
Oh yeah, they do.
Which
Axel looks at him as he's pulling out like, fuck you, buddy.
Which is like actually horrible. And I feel like they're really hard on Tom the entire movie. Not really ever bringing up the, hey, you guys fucking left me to die.
Yeah.
With this psycho. So the sheriff and his deputy come and shoot Harry and you kind of see a cave-in happen, and then it flashes to 10 years later.
He's, like, stumbling away, dragging the pickaxe.
All bloodied up. And Tom witnesses all of it. He witnesses Harry pretty much being shot on top of him, gets sprayed with his blood, watches him drag himself out of the mine. 10 years later, Tom comes back in town as his father recently passed away, and now the mine is his, and he plans to sell it. And he seems like he's really the only one that got out of the town. And they all kind of hate him.
Because the mine is like the town's life source. It's one of those towns that everything was built around the miners. And if the mine shuts down, pretty much anything that makes money is going to dry up and die because the mine's not there.
So they're pretty pissed at him. And Sarah married Axel, and Axel is a terrible person and also the sheriff, and he is cheating on her.
With the girl that works for her at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So she works with the chick who's banging her husband every day. Fucked up.
She's also pregnant.
The look on his face when she tells him is amazing.
So Tom comes back, and then suddenly the horrible things from 10 years previous start happening again. So maybe Harry's back. Maybe it's an imposter. Maybe it's a ghost. We're going to leave it off there as this is spoiler free. Even if you've seen the original, it's a bit different.
It's a little different. And that's one of the things I like most about it.
There's a lot more nudity in this one.
The opening scene. There's like the part of the opening sequence is hilarious nudity.
Yeah.
Which he even is like, some damn kid's gonna cheat. She's like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't blame her. So we'll leave it off there as this is spoiler free. What did you like about the movie?
I mean, the acting was great. Jensen Ackles is an amazing actor.
His acting was great.
His acting was phenomenal.
Tom Atkins' acting was great.
Yeah. I'm retired.
I'm okay.
I love Jensen Ackles. I think he's a phenomenal actor, and you can tell how great of an actor he is in this, because this is more of a serious role than Supernatural, which is, you know, a goofy kind of drama kind of movie. But he was really good in this. I haven't seen him, you know, act this good since Devour, which was also a great Jensen Ackles movie.
I can never remember that movie.
Oh, such a great movie. Maybe we'll review that next.
Mm.
But if you watch this in theaters, this was a 3D movie. This was actually the first 3D movie I ever saw. And it was the effects they used for 3D, the scenes they picked to be 3D were perfect. Because it was all up close. It made just, it startled you. You know, it was, you know, it was really good. So I really think they did a great job on the 3D parts that picked. And, you know, Jensen Ackles, that's always going to be alike in any movie that he's in.
So I went to see this in theaters when it came out, knowing that it's 3D, not considering that at the time, I think I already had my first eye surgery on my left eye. So one eye was farsighted, one eye was nearsighted. And I remember sitting in the theater with Amber and her sister. And the previews were happening, and there was a preview for Coraline. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. When does it start being 3D? And she's like, it's been 3D.
Yeah, all the previews were in 3D too.
So I was pretty cool. Couldn't see 3D at the time. And aside from being really pissed that all the really obvious 3D parts looked really cool and I couldn't enjoy them to the fullest, I still really enjoyed this movie. And I love, like, my like has got to be the gore.
Oh.
Because it's so disgusting.
It's beautiful.
And it's, it
the
is.
The effects are good too. You can tell that's not.
Well, no.
You can tell that's not all, CGI.
Not all of them are good. A lot of them are CG. But I feel like they kind of meshed them together to where I was satisfied. And like, it was 2009 and a lot of people were making bad decisions, so like some of the CGI wasn't great because they were like, oh, we need all the blood spray that we can possibly do. But I can look past that because Jensen Ackles is so cool. What did you dislike about the movie?
I think I kind of get to the obvious conclusion a little fast. I would have liked a little more the scene in the mine with the three of them. You know, it kind of rushes right to the, oh, you must be the killer type thing. I didn't like that. I really felt like you could have, they made it too obvious too early who the killer was. Where in the original, it took to like the very end of the movie for you to be like, oh my god, he's the killer or she's the killer. Like, that's what the original did. That's the only thing I like better about the original than I like about the remake. So I think they could have slow played revealing who the killer was a little better. But that's pretty much the only thing. There's obvious flaws in the effects. It was 2009. We were all making bad decisions in 2009. You, me, everybody. Get off their back.
The guy that played Axel, uh-huh. Just like, I understand that it's the same actors and then they're jumping 10 years later. But this guy looks like a baby with a beard mustache slapped on him. And I can't take him seriously as a sheriff. Like, that guy is just a walking vagina.
It looked like they made the town drunk, the sheriff.
Not even. He's not even old enough to drink. He's just,
I have like, a good analogy.
10 years old.
I have a good description for his constant face. He either looks like he's farting or trying to figure out who farted.
No, he farted.
That's constantly what his face is. He's like,
it's a real hot fart face.
He's like, this is my deep in thought face.
And like, also, he was cheating on his wife. And I feel like they glazed over that because like, anyone that's been cheated on and like, especially gotten someone else pregnant is not going to let things go that easily. Even if you were just like up against a serial killer.
She kind of let go of that way too easy.
No.
And he tried to make her seem like the bad guy because she still had a picture of him.
Well,
of
no, that's her, deflection.
Of her. Like, I was like, I know, like, that's pretty good. It took what a classic cheater will do. They'll try to deflect it on the other person.
He's actual hot garbage. I don't know. Maybe actually, I hated him so much because he played like a cheating husband.
He does have one of the best lines in the movie, though. Just shoot both of us.
That's such an obvious line, though.
No, I said, I called that. I literally was like, yeah, just shoot both of them.
Just kneecap them and then talk about it while everyone's in shock.
My one quick dislike was the opening scene where they shoot Harry Warden. Okay. They shoot Harry Warden and he's like Michael Myers. That man took like 8 bullets and just kept walking away.
See, my thought is...
I immediately thought of Michael.
Well, he was in a coma and he was probably on some really good drugs. So that just like...
It was the next day, though.
Yeah, but, like, coma drugs have got to be pretty good.
Coma, chameleon.
Like, the... I now I'm comparing everything to Twilight Anesthesia, to where, like, you just don't care. Like, they were shooting a laser in my eye, and I was like, this is fine. Everything's fine. It hurts, but I'm just gonna lay here. It's fine. Like, an actual laser. Like,
coma drugs. That's how. Oh, my God.
It's got to be coma drugs, because I'm figuring, like, they have to give you way better shit if you're in a coma. You know? Just an assumption, because I'm not an anesthesiologist. Or a doctor. I just watch a lot of movies, and I'm just thinking, it's got to be the coma drugs. They probably induced his coma.
Moving on.
And he's just all fucked up.
Moving on.
But anyways...
So what do you rate the movie?
I'll give this like a 3 out of 5. I really like this movie. I will literally watch this movie every year.
It's kind of our tradition now.
Yeah, I love the original. I love this one. It's just, it's, the premise is great. I really have a good time every time I watch it, even though I know it's going to happen. Jensen Ackles.
Bonus rating. What do you rate the original?
Oh God. The original probably like... 3.5 out of 5, just because it's, you know, there's not a lot of movies about killer coal miners.
I was born a killer like, coal miner's daughter.
I feel like the original's just, there's something really creepy about it.
It's Canadian.
It's not because it's Canadian. I love Canadians. It's just like how actually insane Harry Warden is. Like the laugh at the end, like, gets under my skin.
For me, I would rate the remake about a 3.5.
Okay.
I think it's a solid movie. I would rate this, or I'm sorry, I would rate the original 3.5. I would rate the remake 4.
Okay.
And the thing that does it for me is Jensen Ackles acting is what puts the remake over the original. That's the difference for me. I think the acting in the original is horrible.
It's 80s acting.
It's terrible.
You need to understand.
I'm not going to dilute my rating based on the fact that it's the 80s.
I am, because I love the 80s, and apparently we both have Jensen Ackles boners.
No, and it's just, you know, I really couldn't get... It took me a while to get into that movie, because the beginning was good, and... The end was good, but the middle part of it, I just...
Bonus, like, I enjoyed that the remake is not, like, a word-for-word, scene-by-scene remake that, like, spoon-feeds you the plot that you've already seen, but had specific things, like the body in the dryer.
Yes!
I really enjoyed that in the original, so obviously I'm gonna enjoy the nod to it in the remake.
I think that's another reason why I think this movie is so solid, is because it's not completely the same, but there's little, if you watch the original, you can pick out little things. They're both Tunnel Number 5. He throws the pickaxe.
No, I mean, you kind of have to do that.
Well, no, I'm saying like he throws the pickaxe. One thing I noticed, they're both right-handed.
I don't know that was on purpose.
I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
The one actor is left-handed, but he still threw the pickaxe with his right hand. I don't think that was not on purpose. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of like, you know, for remakes, I think this is one of the better remakes I've ever watched.
Mm-hmm.
Because it did everything. It changed the story enough, And it did all the homages to the original one. Didn't change any character names. Didn't change any, like, you know, they didn't change the town's name. They didn't change the setting. It was really good. They changed enough to not make it exactly the same, but kept enough to make it, like, yeah, this is a remake. And I like how they made it 3D, which brought an extra layer to the remake, even if you couldn't see it. So...
I mean, we watched it on Netflix, which was not in 3D.
Yeah, it's still a good movie, not in 3D.
I feel like some of the shots are kind of hokey.
Yeah, but they're hokey because they were three D.
I always wonder if maybe they should have like a non-3D version as well, just so people aren't like...
Where they cut out the hokiness and make it a regular thing. I mean, that could be something, but this is one of like the first, like, this is one of the first 3D horror movies, right?
No.
What was before this?
There's a Nightmare on Elm Street that's 3D. I know that
for
sure.
Oh, I forgot about that. But, like,
again, I'm not the aficionado of 3D movies.
I know who is, and they're probably watching. Message me. But, anyway.
We watched this on Netflix.
Yeah, you can find it. It's still out on physical copy. We watched it on Netflix. You can rent it on other streaming applications. You know? As it is Valentine's Day, and I love you very much. I love that this is our new tradition. I will watch this movie every year with you until I grow old and senile.
And then it'll be all new again.
I know. And I'll be like, hey, look, that Jensen Ackles always have.
He's a good kid. He's going places.
Anyway.
So thank you all for watching. If you want to follow us on social media, you can follow me on Twitch under Repeat Ray Animator, and on Twitter at Repeat Groom Ray. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Facebook at Ray Animator Reviews and Twitter and Instagram at Ray Animator. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to the channel. I'd love to have you. Please leave a comment. Do you prefer the original or do you like the remake better? Oh, do you have a preference?
I want to see a fight in the comments about
that. No. What are your thoughts on Jensen Ackles? Have you seen Devour? Like, I think we have it on VHS.
It's so good. If you haven't seen Devour, do yourself a favor and watch it. The premise of it isn't 100% new, but it has a really good twist on it.
Leave us a like if you did enjoy the video and hit the bell for all notifications of further uploads and live streams. And I guess that about wraps it up.
Time to do the obligatory cover the camera with the hand.
I suppose.
All right. See y'all later.
Happy Valentine's Day. Ha 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 ha